From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
And four,
stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A federal appeals court ruling today the Trump administration endangered public health by keeping the pesticide chlorpyrifos on the market despite evidence that minimal exposure could harm babies' brains. The court ordering the EPA remove the pesticide from sale within the U.S. within 60 days. Vice President Mike Pence today announcing a plan to create an American Space Force by the year 2020.
President Trump stated clearly and forcefully that space is, in his words, a war-fighting domain just like land and air and sea.
That proposal calls for a military force separate from the current branches and would need congressional approval. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow down 74, the S&P down 4, with the Nasdaq seeing its eighth day of gains, closing 3 points higher. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
It's for Joey.
Joey!
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret. I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
I could have pulled that off at one point.
You know, you go to, I don't want to single out Walmart. I don't think it's really fair. But let's face it, you see those Facebook pages and websites for Walmartians. In fact, don't we even have a song? I mean, it seems like every time, and I always have to gear myself up to go. You have to suck it up and say, okay, I'm going to deal with the parking lot. I'm going to deal with the fact that there's 85 registers and two of them are open. And everybody's trying to use the self-checkout and nobody knows what they're doing. Because of the self-checkout line, you have to have help to check out by yourself. It seems kind of self-defeating. But you're going to find somebody, inevitably, at Walmart, who you look at and say, how the hell do they leave their house in that? You know, I wear sweatpants for comfort. I'm trying to lose weight. In fact, when I was at Infusion today, I did an amino acid IV.
Yeah.
Ryan talked about that yesterday.
He does them himself, I believe.
Yeah. God, he's in amazing condition.
No, he really is. He works his butt off to be that way. Diet, exercise, hits it hard.
No, he reminds me of me when I was...
I'm so happy we had that installed.
I wish I had taken more pictures in the 80s. Let me just leave it at that, okay?
Good for you.
Wish I did.
Good for you. You with your Burt Reynolds chest hair and your white boy friend.
So, the, I was talking about Walmart in particular, but you can see it almost anywhere. People that leave their house and apparently don't have a mirror inside or are incapable of recognizing how obscene they look.
They just stop caring.
Yeah. But the trend that's the thing I see more often are women, not sweatpants, because you can't see what's a cellulite through.
Oh, but yoga pants. Or these, sometimes it's not even yoga pants. They're just wearing leggings with no cuffs.
Yeah. And you can see their butt dumplings and everything. And it's just like, wow.
Just how terrible.
Maybe I should hang out more at Walmart. I won't have as much of an appetite. It'll help me lose weight. I'm working on it. Doctor says lose weight, quit smoking, lose weight. In alphabetical order is before quit, so.
You have to take care of your temple. Your body is your temple,
right? My temple looks more like Buddha's. As I get older than it did. Yeah, that was another interesting story I saw today on Fox. Churches closing. They were particularly focused on South Carolina. 89 churches of all Christian denominations have shut down in the last 7 or 8 years. I don't know that there's so much as a turning a back on religion per se. I think faiths are going to have to find new ways to congregate.
I agree. No, I've made my point of view on this stuff pretty clear on air, but I would think that the largest group, second to Baptist in Montgomery. Montgomery, it's about 30-something percent Baptist. Mm-hmm. Next biggest group is sort of unaffiliated or searching. And some of that, you know, only 1-2% of that 20% group is atheist agnostic. But a lot of people are just trying to figure it out. They don't like organized religion, but they still are deep followers and believers in Jesus. Or they might be interested in things like the Eastern religion, but they haven't gone full, you know, bore like Buddhist. I mean, and I think because of that searching group, there will be new forms of, I think, organized faith that pop up.
I think you'll see a transformation in the places that people get together and the types of services they have. It'll be less regimented and so forth. I mean, I just by chance, my brain-numbing Andy Griffith episode that put me to sleep for my midday nap today was one where Opie prints up his own little newspaper, and all the stuff in it is very boring, and Barney says, you know, you need to get the human interest thing. So he and his buddy hang around, and they overhear grown-ups gossiping, and overhears Andy, his dad, say the preacher's sermon. Son, he's good, but sometimes he's just dry as sawdust. So Opie's out passing out this new paper with this new approach, and then Barney and Andy and Aunt B., who was rolling a doobie, drops everything in horror when they realize because she had insulted somebody's chicken a la king, and if you really want to get on somebody's bad side, insult their chicken a la king.
Oh, man.
And so they're out trying to pick up all the copies that Opie has handed out, but the preacher has already gotten his copy of Opie's newspaper and read Andy's comment about dry as dust, and hornswoggles him into teaching Sunday school for a month. Now, why did I bring this up?
But hey, preacher, why don't you put more butter, a little more oil, a little more, why don't you not cook the hell out of your chicken? And yeah, I said hell. What the H, preach? Okay. Why can't I be, you want dishonesty in this place of God? And is that really how you want me to be roped into teaching the children the word? By blackmailing me? Because I was honest for a moment? Or do you want me to do it because it's right? Andy should have given that preacher hell.
I kind of get a kick out of the episodes of Andy Griffith where they're in church.
Yeah.
You don't know. You assume it's Christian. You don't know the denomination. And they always sing Bringing in the Sheaves.
I've never heard that one.
Bringing in the sheave. Would you look it up? See what a sheave is.
S-H-E-A-V-E,
I think is how you spell it. Bringing in the sheaves. And then the episode where Gomer out-sings Barney on Santa Lucia.
Is a plural form of sheaf. A bundle of grain stalks laid lengthwise and tied together after reaping.
Reaping?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a food stock.
Yeah.
Okay. So
a
that's why.
Bundle of grain after reaping.
So that's why you would sing a hymn about gathering food?
Yeah. It's like, thank God we have food.
So sheaves become sheaves.
Yeah.
So how come sheep don't become sheaves? It's these and other difficult questions that we tackle on Happy Hour. Are we done with the fashion?
I hope so.
I was enjoying it.
No, it's fun. No, I'm probably just going to get some shorts have a zipper pocket.
If you missed last hour, we're trying to help Joey with this red dress run he's doing in New Orleans. We're trying to get him properly accessorized, what to carry. Our thanks to David Fagan for the garter idea.
I have been working out. Maybe I'll go with the spaghetti strap.
If anything you want him to consider, or maybe you're just going to get rid of it, before it goes to waste, just bring it to our lobby.
Yeah, I'm about to say, people said, I'll let you borrow it. Again, I'm going to be in the heat of New Orleans in August, probably drinking all day. You don't want that dress back, even if I did get it dry cleaned or wash it.
You know, I think I may have mentioned this yesterday, but they're having these pheromone parties.
Yeah.
Now, when you're older and you really start to get serious with women, and you're not trying to blow through them like a...
Oh, stop it.
Stack of...
You know I'm risk-averse, and I actually like commitment, even though I'm afraid of it.
You'll notice that there's like a magnetic force that pulls you towards a particular woman.
Yeah.
Those are called pheromones. Pheromones. And they're having these pheromone parties now where you bring in a shirt that you've worn for a few days so it gets loaded up with your BO.
Yeah, they're calling them pheromone parties. I would say let's call it a musk party.
Musk party. That's a better.
Do you have to, like, waft?
Yeah.
Or you just stick your head into the...
I don't know that I'd ever want to attend these. Maybe out of curiosity. And besides, I don't need to. I already found the pheromones that make me happy. Let's talk to Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
Hope you guys are doing well. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the sheaves.
Oh, sure.
It's a symbolic expression having to do with bringing in folks into the fold of salvation.
Ah. I like the song. It's the only one of the few hymns that I actually remember that I could probably sing.
It's an old classic, yeah. And
is it denominational in nature? I mean, would you hear it in a...
More likely in what you call the Protestant fold.
Okay.
I was about to say, I'd never heard that one in Catholic school or Catholic mass.
No, you wouldn't hear it in Catholic school. Not likely. But anyhow, you guys have a great day.
Thank you for the call. Those are the things, though, I love. But, you know, this idyllic little Mayberry is filled with people that are backbiters and gossips and so forth. And that was the beauty of the Opie episode, because they told him you got to make this more interesting by coming up with the juicy stuff. So they go out and get it. Aunt B insulting Clara Edwards, chicken a la king. Tastes like paste. My mother made a very good chicken a la king.
Now, there are times when Mayberry seemed a little boring to me, just personally. Maybe this city boy, but I mean...
Well, there's an episode about a high-powered businessman who's really filled with himself.
Oh, sure.
I'm important. Yeah. He's one of the, you know, fat guy.
He's let the ego take over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his car breaks down as he's coming into Mayberry on a Sunday. And nobody does anything in Mayberry on a Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Goober will put gas in your car, but they won't. He can't repair it.
It's a day of rest.
Yeah, and he just doesn't understand why he's offering money and everything else, why people are just choosing to observe the Sabbath and not his immediate needs. And eventually, he kind of comes around and slows down and smells the roses.
There's something about, I don't know, I'm an extreme. It's part of me wants to live in a big city. the more older I get, the less I want to do that, actually. Unless I'd have a lot of
money. Let me tell you something. That I totally get that. I wouldn't go back to Chicago for $1 million a year.
But then the other part of me wants to, if again, if I get money and really good, strong footing under me, I would love to live kind of out away, even if I had to commute, where I had land and a nice home. That's kind of the ideal. And, you know, modern fixtures and these sort of things, but still be able to be away.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm trying to say, Greg, is I don't like people.
Okay.
No, I love everybody.
All right, here is Teresa.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Okay, so I called earlier today on the Dan Morris show, and I didn't win the Sweet Creek, but I definitely want to have input on this dress thing New Orleans.
Yeah.
You mentioned a fanny pack that you really like that idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Not that I'm... I think it'd be pretty awesome.
It's not necessarily a red dress run thing. I just think the fanny pack should come back. Or the fanny pack should come back.
I found it incredibly handy. And it wasn't a big fanny pack. It was just a little pouch on the side hip. And I used to rollerblade wearing it. I put my cell phone and stuff in there. And I would rollerblade in shorts and rollerblades and nothing else. And I looked like a god.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I can see it, Teresa. This guy. He has Adonis DNA.
If I did that now, I'd look like a rolling parade float.
You sure
that broke loose?
You sure your real father isn't a Zeus Greg?
Maybe you need to do that down. No, you better not do that.
Let
down
me ask
there.
Hey, Dad.
I don't know. Oh, Lord.
A rolling float.
Well, on the fanny pack thing now, I got this idea for you, but you'd have to get somebody who's creative with their hands, because my mind can come up with stuff, but I can't make it myself.
Sure.
But you can make it look like a belt that goes with your dress, so you can kind of, you know, accessorize and all.
Like just a large fashionable belt that's more fashion than function?
Yeah, well, put a buckle on front of it, you know, hot glue gun it or whatever.
Sure.
And underneath that buckle, you'll have your little zip pocket, and you can stick your little bill fold and your cell phone in there. And it won't get sweaty. Can you put a Ziploc bag or something?
Right.
Or you can put your stuff in a Ziploc bag, stick it in your bra if you do decide to wear a sports bra.
No, I'm not going to wear a bra.
I wouldn't either if I were you.
Not with those boobs, Joey.
When I hear it's not good for the tatas over time.
Yeah. It's just not a good thing.
I didn't want it to get itchy either, you know.
Yeah, it might get...
You wouldn't want to ask another guy to unbuckle you at the end of the day either, would you?
Good Lord, no.
Probably not.
Teresa, thank you for the call. It was very informative.
I like your belt idea.
I think you should wear ponytails, too.
I'm wearing a ponytail right now.
He's got Jesus hair, so...
Oh, kind of like Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think mine's a little longer these days.
That's why people get you confused, both beards and long hair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Speaking of ponytails and long hair, would you call La Dimpalata for me?
Oh, Monica.
Monica. We're going to check traffic first, and then we'll be immediately returned to your studio.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Yes, please help them. Sign up for Amazon Smile for Hospice of Montgomery.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm looking at an accident right now on Troy Highway outbound. It'll be right there at Bell Road. Just be careful in that area. Otherwise, around the city, 65 and 85 check out good at the moment. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 398-1765. That's 398-1765. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yalen is on the phone.
Yes.
From El Jalisco. Hello, Yalen. How are you?
Hi, Greg. Good. I'm very well.
Yeah? You always sound so happy.
Well, maybe because in like 2 weeks I go back to school.
Oh. Now, so that makes the need for our listeners to come to El Jalisco. Have you wait their table and give you an extra generous tip so you have money for school.
Well, I would think I'm greatly appreciated.
Well, look, you work so hard. You are such an incredibly nice human being. I would do anything I could to help you.
Oh,
and I hope for those of you who are, if you know she's there tonight, if you haven't planned your meal yet, have dinner at El Jalisco and ask for Yalen and help her out, because she has earned it, man. She has earned it. She is so sweet. We are in the middle of happy hour now at 4:21, so let's talk about refreshments, because it's blast furnace hot today.
It is currently hot, so you can definitely come in and try our lime margaritas on the rocks or frozen, $3 each. Or if you're in the mood for beer, we do have Bud Light or Michelob Ultra, $2.99.
And they're ice cold with a nice sweaty bottle, and you'll absolutely love it. Now, food specials on this Thursday goes by on a Blur's Day. What are you recommending today?
For today's specials, we have our Mexican Tojitos, which is sort of like a sampler, a little bit of each. It's like a quesadilla, nachos, like fried tacos. It's at $7.99 today. And also our chimichangas, $7.99. You can get them chicken or beef, or our Mexican grilled chicken.
That Mexican grilled chicken and everything she described, it comes out on a big oval plate, and it is wall-to-wall. We did the 99 Cent Taco Tuesday night the other night.
Yeah.
Outstanding little sour cream, and their homemade salsa is outstanding. And if you can't make it today, there's tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. You're open 7 days a week, right?
Definitely.
All right, so for authentic and outstanding Mexican food, see a lot of our Baumhauer's folks over there. Mike Mest and Sally were there, and Mike and others from our little Knights of the Round Tables. They have tried it and loved it, and are regulars, and you will be too. So if you've tried other places and went, El Jalisco is a place you'll go to. You'll appreciate the food, the service, and the smiles. Right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway, and Yana, maybe we'll get to talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Greg, that's definitely fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon. She is such a good kid.
Yeah.
4:23.
Whoa!
Man, the time flies when you're talking about boobs.
Or my lack thereof.
Well, yeah. No, this whole thing has been an amazing and educational experience. No,
I'm really looking forward to this, because we're going to eat great New Orleans cuisine, you know, Friday night in the hotel we're staying at. We're going to eat at another nice place Saturday night. But Saturday day, like, I couldn't think of a more creative way than, like, let's all wear a dress together, boys, and drink. Like, and just have fun.
Hey, I just got a text from the one and only who is in the preferred community. Yeah. He says it's getting windy and getting dark up that way. Now, okay, I can see why. There is a line of thunderstorms that is now advancing to the southeast. It's crossing 65 north and west of Millbrook, but it will be heading into Autauga and Elmore counties. If it holds together, it'll probably come through Montgomery, I would guess, sometime after 5. Around the time we talk to Brant McDonald, who will join us. Kind of a flat day in the markets. Yeah. We'll find out what was going on with him. Right now, we got your local news and Rich's forecast.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is attempting to revive his battered reputation on social media after his administration ended in scandal. The former governor has launched the Bentley for Alabama website and reactivated his social media accounts. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the trial of a Montgomery police officer facing murder charges. Aaron Cody Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday on murder charges for the 2016 shooting of 58-year-old Greg Gunn. Justices stayed the trial to consider his appeal on a number of issues. An Alabama school system has placed a prep football coach on leave after players were videotaped beating a teammate in a locker room. Mobile County School spokeswoman Rena Phillips says the action against Davidson High School coach Fred Riley is effective immediately. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We still have a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not every single town will be affected, but many will. The storms will thin out in number in the overnight hours, but tomorrow we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours, and a high temperature near 90. Then over the weekend, the storms become more widely scattered. A few hit or miss storms here and there. Partly sunny with highs in the low 90s both days. More scattered storms on Monday. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait, what?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's all Norm MacDonald Bumper Thursday.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. You'd be like, you stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back? You know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
I got to stop with the clickbait. It's taking us off topic today, which is how to dress Joey up properly as a woman when he's in New Orleans this weekend. I still like David Fagan's idea with the garters. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
432 on News Talk 93.1.
I saw one guy in photos from last year wearing a tutu. I don't think I'm going to do that.
The I was browsing my email, and there's an article from Wayne Allen Root. You wouldn't believe what Obama did in South Africa. Does anybody want to? He's a joke. One that was played on this country. And again, I just don't understand. Do you see Drudge labeled Trump? Didn't I sometimes wonder if I thought Drudge liked Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has been very flattering to Drudge, whereas everybody else kind of says, you know, he's right wing, whatever. A Pew poll. For most used Q-tip voters, very, very warm feelings for him endure. Last headline, that same headline said, for most Cheeto Jesus voters, very warm feelings for him endure. Nearly 1 in 5 have soured. And I think I know why. Because, and this, I think this is part of the plan. It seemed quieter. A lot of us were very worried about what was going on during Obama's 8 years, but you never heard the media behave like it does now. And they've almost made themselves obnoxious to the point where you'd almost rather have even a left wing nut in the White House where they just, you know, blow smoke up their ass for 8 years and we'd have to listen to this all day long. But then we'd have to go back to the other things that went with that, which was high unemployment and stagnant economy and all that. I just don't get people. One of the reasons we kind of make fun of it a little bit, but one of the things that the that makes those trips outside, you know, I go down to check traffic.
Yeah.
Worth it is, I just saw the horizon, and it's looking quite ominous. Jay texted us from Prattville, where it was getting darker there. And when I walked outside, I was kind of surprised to see how menacing the horizon looks to the north and west. Some of this rain is actually getting into the northern parts of Montgomery. And some of the stuff that's just to the west, bigger thunderstorms out that way are coming in later as well. Big major cluster over the Deatsville-Clanton area on 65. 65 north from Millbrook North is covered in storms. So that's where the rain is right now. Quite a bit over northern Elmore, just south of Alex City. in that corridor between Alex City and Tuskegee. So that's where the weather is this afternoon. But we'll be going down to smoke and check to see if it's moved at all since we last looked at it. We were talking about some of the shameless attire we see in Walmart. And yeah. I was browsing the category in our audio files. This is our risky click of the day. I haven't played this in ages. I don't know what it is. Time. It is 437 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So again, keep an eye out for weather conditions that could change very quickly. Here's a story that can annoy us. An Atlanta charter school headed into the new year by telling students and staff not to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning, but the Wolfpack chant.
The hell is the Wolfpack chant?
I don't know.
Is that like their mascot? Their wolves?
Students will continue to lead the meeting by asking our community to stand in and participate in our Wolfpack Chant Together. Students will also be given the opportunity to say the pledge at another point during the school day within their classrooms. But nowhere in this article on FoxNews.com does it say what the Wolfpack chant is. We'll say this. We talked about this a couple of days ago, I think. You know, I remember saying the pledge going all the way back to kindergarten.
Likewise, yeah.
Didn't understand it really until third or fourth grade. Pledge it was one word. For all I knew, legions, you know.
No, we did it so often it became just sort of, I don't know, just the routine. It the meaning of the words kind of fell away for a little while there.
We were talking earlier too about there's an article on Fox somewhere, South Carolina, where they're seeing a serious decline in church attendance. Not necessarily a steep decline in religion or people trying to have some type of relationship with God. They're just the formal act of going to a specific place on Sundays. 89 churches, largely Protestant, have closed in South Carolina in recent years, which is an interesting trend. Some of those, I've driven through South Carolina several times, and in the smaller towns, the churches are just, when you go to Red Schoolhouse, down by where, what's our buddy's name? Beth from Dublin. You go down that way, there's, you know, and you get off 231, you go winding through. That is just like postcard, like countryside there. And there's some beautiful white paneled wood churches on the side. I'm tempted to go in and look at them just to see. They look like they've been there for a long time. That area was settled late 19th century, I think. In fact, in Reds, which was a schoolhouse in 1901 and is now a very nice little restaurant. We get down there maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks. It was built before there was electricity. When you go to use the restroom, when you're looking for the switch to turn on the lights, they actually had to carve an opening into the bathroom door frame.
Okay.
So they could put a switch there. So you have to kind of dig in to flip it up. I love the authenticity.
I love the reuse, too, of now historic properties. It's actually what one of my roommates went to school for, and it's a fascinating subject. How you can take something, don't just tear it down. And it doesn't mean, and there's some where you restore it to how it actually was, but I really like the projects where you keep the charm, the older home, but you put in some modern fixtures that surprise you, that are subtle.
I love that stuff.
We have
a lot of great stuff in downtown, for instance.
Here's a story we can get back to since we've been talking about fashion and all this other stuff today. A new trend with men bleaching and waxing their butts.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's true. I got it right here.
Like their, like the cheeks?
I just saw the headline. We'll come back to
it. I don't want to go there.
It's called a tease. We're giving people a listen reason. Stay tuned. Because we wouldn't want that to... Hey, here's a Norm thing on religion.
Okay.
Check that. We're doing all Norm MacDonald bumpers today.
Now, is this the Norm thing from, like, Last Comic Standing? Where he dresses somebody down for kind of making a clunky religious joke?
Is that it?
I think it is.
So it's not a comedy bit?
We should click and see.
It'll be our second risky click of the afternoon. It is 4:41. They close in 19 minutes, but I was happy to send listener, Linda, to Lewis Lawn, and apparently they're going to help her rehabilitate her lawnmower. You know, they have a full service department. Now you can buy new products there. They carry all the great brand names and lines, and Chad Sasser is the guy that can find any rebates or discounts that are available on particular products you're interested in. Shindawa, Echo, Exmark, Toro, and all of the steel products are available at Lewis Lawn, and anything you buy there can be brought back there for service or repair. But if you have a piece of equipment at home that isn't working or you're having issues, let me recommend you call them at 244-9191 because they may be able to help you out and get that whatever it is working again. They've done it for many small motors, things like that. That's the level of expertise. You buy something there, they can take care of it for you down the road. And that's a nice sort of peace of mind to have. Lewis Lawns at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walder Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon with a full service department, as I said, to help you with your purchase. Again, the number 244-9191 if you have questions. Back to the traffic dungeon. Fox Business coming up, and then we're back.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, Troy Highway is the big headache right now. Just past Bell Road, we've had a major accident there, and it's going to take you a while to get through that. They had the roadway completely shut down a few moments ago. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment. Please, my friends, drive carefully. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company device. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Did you know that Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? Well, Big A Tires carries all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, oil changes. Yes, they have them. Want to get rid of that check engine light that's been on there for a while? They can take care of it. Squeal or bumpy ride, Big A Tires. Did you buy your tires that won't fit and need adapters? Did you buy parts or tires and you need to have them installed? Big A Tires can take care of that as well. Even truck tires, I got them. And listen, Michelin and BF Goodrich and Uniroyal, $10 over cost. Shoot, Big A also carries tires for your trailer, ATV, lawnmower, and even more. Their motto has been, they treat you like family. Big A Tires, they're located on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or visit their website at BigATires.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report.
According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We still have a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not every single town will be affected, but many will. The storms will thin out in number in the overnight hours, but tomorrow we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous showers and storms with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours and a high temperature near 90. Then over the weekend, the storms become more widely scattered. A few hit or miss storms here and there. Partly sunny with highs in the low 90s both days. More scattered storms on Monday. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And by Labor Day, that'd be...
Do you still gamble? Somebody told me that you... Did you, or did we know that...
Yeah, I used to gamble.
You don't gamble anymore?
No, I gamble anymore.
Was it a problem? Did it get to be a problem?
Yeah, it got to be a problem, man. And then I tried to do it smart. Every time I tried to do it smart, a bad thing would happen,
like,
you know?
What do you mean?
Well, one time I was trying to handicap baseball, you know, which you can actually beat baseball if you handicap it properly. So I was trying to handicap, and I figured it out for like 3 hours, and I went down to the book and Mirage, the sports book, went up to the fella, you know, and there was a guy beside me, a big fat guy, you know, and he was dressed like real rich, you know, and he opened a big attaché case filled with $10,000 chips, pulls out like $750,000, and he's going to bet on this boxer, you know, a fighter, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a 4-1 underdog. So I said, I'm not going to bet my baseball bet. I'll just bet on this 4-1 underdog, you know?
He must know
something. Yeah, because this guy must know something. He's probably in the mafia. Mm-hmm. So so I go and watch this boxing match, Dave, and the guy, my guy that I bet on, gets knocked out in 25 seconds.
Oh, no. Whoa.
So I go back to the book. I go, what, that guy from the mafia? What? He goes, that guy's not from the mafia. He goes, that's old long shot Louie. He goes, he's a rich guy. He loves long shots.
Well, it's just...
It's all Norm Bumper Thursday here on News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:49. This rain system has been extremely weird. It kind of sat to the north and west of the area for a good chunk of the early afternoon. And now this thing has really started to move. And rain showers have moved into Montgomery. I just felt a few drops outside on the Thinking Stoop. And there's some pretty heavy storms now cutting through eastern Otauga and western Elmore County. And this stuff seems to be moving very quickly. Some thunderstorms look like they're going to brush against the northern areas of the city of Montgomery, right between Montgomery and Millbrook, like around the Coosa, Coosada exit there. And there's a few more to the south and west, so it'll be with us for a bit yet as we go to Fox Business at 4:50.
Here's beware, being online can keep you in the unemployment line. 7 in 10 employers tell Career Builder that they use social media sites to research job candidates during the hiring process. More than half have found content that actually caused them not to hire someone. The deal's off, and we'll see you in court. Tribune Media is terminating its proposed $3.9 billion merger with Sinclair Broadcasting Group, and they are suing the company for $1 billion. Tribune says Sinclair breached the contract by not fully cooperating with government regulators reviewing the deal. Sinclair denying the allegation. The cost of a home loan getting a little cheaper. Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell slightly this week to 4.59%. And if you want to make more money, you might want to get a pet. That's because new research out of Britain shows people over the age of 55 with a cat or a dog earn nearly $5,200 more per year than non-pet owners. Go figure. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Maria Bartiromo.
Here's one of the killer intros in the mid to later of the 70s, 1973 specifically. Brother Louie from The Story.
She was black.
Now, who, what famous singer do you think they thought was working in disguise with this group Stories when this song came out?
Rod Stewart.
Okay, trivia contest ended, and Joey, you're a winner.
Well, that one seemed pretty obvious to me.
It was. I don't know if Rod Stewart's before your time, though. We have that bit, we usually save this for Christmas. But let me grab this real quick. Yeah.
Rod Stewart. He used to rock, but lately he's been making lame CDs of old people music. And now he's turned his sights on lame Christmas novelty songs.
Grandma got run over by reindeer.
Introducing.
There you go. That's what I was thinking of. I got a Facebook message from Brenda. Brenda sees a fender bender.
Oh, no.
231 before Bell Road. On the right, now I don't know if she's going northbound or southbound, but apparently there's a mudslide or something that's covering the road, and that's what's causing the accidents there. Mud. All over the road, she says. It's a kind of mud all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what song was that?
I have no clue. Rod Stewart?
Yeah. He did a song in the 60s when he was the fake lead singer of Herman's Hermits called There's a Kind of Hush. It just came to mind. Bear with me here. All right, I wanted to tell you about the butt bleaching.
Yeah, yeah. What's the deal here?
All right. According to the International Spa Association,
okay,
the number of men who indulge in spa treatments has increased 29% since 2005. And it's,
I mean, that could be anything, though.
I look at infusion as a spa of sorts because you walk out of there feeling better than when you walked in.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, like, take care of yourself, a massage or something.
Set up our buddy Mike from the Baumhauer's gang to try the laser. Said some chronic one. I said, well, let's find out.
No, men are not supposed to take care of the skin on their face, and they're not supposed to get massages. They're supposed to have grimy feet and hands and messed up backs and be miserable, suppress their feelings, and act like they know what they're doing. That's what a man does.
That's right. But according to the Spa Associate, yeah. Is that thunder?
Or that might have been this thing.
Oh. Because there are storms.
Oh, it's getting windy outside.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
I had to chase my cigarette butt from the one I started all the way down the hill next to the thing.
Sorry you had to do that.
They found that 79% of men of all sexual orientations admitted to shaving below the neck at least once a month.
I've done that, yeah.
10% admitted to shaving their...
You have to manicure downstairs, yeah. You don't have to, but...
Boy, I'm sure glad.
Gets a bit unruly sometimes.
I just wouldn't want to have to shave my case through, go through a can of cream.
I haven't gone that far. I really haven't.
And that there are... Now, what's this butt bleaching?
I guess, does it bleach the hair, or is it...
Yeah, I guess that's the idea.
Well, it's, I think it's a cultural thing, even within the 50 states. Or I think in some places it's a common thing to, like, shave your butt.
Anyway, the word here is that women prefer their men to be well-groomed everywhere.
Yeah?
You just can't get away with the hairy beast look.
I've learned that if a woman really falls for you for whatever reason,
yeah,
they'll put up with a lot.
I think you are absolutely correct. I think that is totally true. And ask away. Don't be bashful.
There's a term I'm thinking of that I cannot use on air.
We'll discuss it during the break, and then we'll see if we can bring it back after 5 o'clock.
No, we can't.
But I do believe that's true. And I had a guy who had real anger issues with women. He's a buddy of mine.
Yeah. Was he jilted one too many times?
I don't know what his issue was. He was a good-looking guy, you know? He was the kind of guy you'd like to have out on a remote sometime.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's really raining hard where we're at right now.
I can hear it
right from the roof.
I can hear it.
Right from the roof. Would you like to open your eyes and have everything come into crystal clear focus like it used to? Remember those good old days? Montgomery Eye can make that happen with LASIK. But there's only one little stipulation. You got to have a vision issue that can be repaired with a LASIK procedure. It takes no money and just a few minutes of your time to find out if, in fact, it'll work for you. Call 272-2020 to Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. And all you're obligated to do is show up and let them tell you whether or not LASIK is an option for vision correction. Now, if it is, give it serious thought because they keep bringing the cost down while the expertise, the recovery time, those have been improving over the years. And you got two of the most experienced people on the planet at Montgomery Eye with Dr. Swan and Shin to take care of it. Look into it. If you need a little help financially, care credit for qualified customers is available. Go to onlinemep.com. There's a video of Dr. Swan on that website talking about LASIK, if you'd like to learn a little bit more and just have an educational moment. But go ahead and make that appointment. Find out if LASIK will work for you. 272-2020. Boxing's coming.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day.
Can be a crowd pleaser. That's why we mix tangy key lime ice cream, graham cracker crust, and a luscious mango sauce swirl to make our new key lime mango tart. Bet everyone will want a slice. I mean, a bowl.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell Ice Cream at Cloverland AG and Haynesville AG.
Schools back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36 month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail and